is for Arlene Parker, postmistress or postmaster in Bayside. Do you know what year you came?
51.
51 to what?
51 to 63.
Better than that, I was at Castine. It was 65 when I was supposed to. Were you still here then? 65? Oh, yeah, it was late in 63, Arlene. I came over here in my uniform. I didn't go to school until 66.
You didn't go to school until 66?
Oh, no, I got out of the academy in 66.
76. Yeah, 60, you went in 61 or 2.
Yeah, that's right.
I think it was about 62 or 3. I'm sorry, I can't.
Did you ever occupy any other place than the store down here?
Lowell's father and mother, his grandfather and grandfather before him, had the cottage next to Genevieve, Sheffield, this side of it. Now, who's got that now? I don't know. I don't remember. But yes, they were there for years, and we were there before we came, before we bought the store.
What are some places around Bayside that were important to you? The community hall or?
Oh, the community hall, and that's where they had the ballet and all the activities. Remember, Stan, when you were in something, what did you do? Oh, it was funny. The kids put on a show with the wagon seals. What produced that?
Who were you?
You were somebody.
Moderator.
Yeah. Oh, who was it who was on TV at that
time?
Yeah.
I was Ed Sullivan.
Ed Sullivan. Yes, he was Ed Sullivan. Yeah. Oh, you were a good Ed Sullivan, too. And they had a nice ballet up there and all of our activities and everything. Oh, is it still here?
It's still here.
That was a good rainy day place. We used to go up there in the rainy days.
Yes, and play games.
And then we'd have dances once in a while.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
At night. And Lowell used to have the movies there before when he was in high school. He had the old movies there.
That's what they want to hear out of. Back in the 40s.
That's right. Uh-huh. And what else? Oh, I say they played up there when they went on our porch. Our porch was loaded on a rainy day. All the kids, didn't go swimming or anything, they were on our porch.
Now about the yacht club.
Yacht club was right next door. And Polly, you were secretary of that or something sometime. What? You were the treasurer? Good. Well, that's how you can balance your checking account.
That's why I'm so good.
So you get your experience. Who was here when you were younger? You know, anybody that we would know that would still be here other than Genevieve?
Aren't the Dykstra still here?
Stella is.
Yeah, does she come down in the summer?
Every day.
Oh, good.
She just lives in Belfast.
Yeah. I know she lives in Belfast, but I wonder, the kids have the cottage now or something?
No, they don't.
Now, I've got a question. Is this primarily for Anna when we'll be discussing this?
No, for you, too.
For both of us, okay. Yeah. Well, now, the Samways aren't here anymore, are they?
Yes, they are.
They are, the Samways. Okay.
Yeah,
only. Because Terry was a good friend of mine.
And the Lovejoys and the Samways. Lovejoys is still here.
And the
Witherells.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're way down on the South Shore.
Well, his son's not, David.
No, he's not. He's up here in.
Yeah, right.
I don't even know what the name of the city is.
Right, Stan
square,
sails
right.
with.
Dave's a captain with Sea River now, and I'm sailing with him on the Long Beach. And I remember David and his brother when they were about 3 or 4 years old. They were just little
yes,
tiny
that's
kids.
Right, they
and
were.
His father was an instructor at the Maine Sailing School. And I remember those kids as they grew up, and they talked about coming over to Castine one time, and they sure enough did. David went to Maine Maritime. Mm-hmm. And when he graduated, he got a job with Exxon, which is who I was working with. And he worked his way up through the ranks and became captain. And I sailed with him as captain
and
on the Long Beach.
And you worked your way up through the ranks and your chief engineer.
Yeah, well, thank you, Annalie, for throwing that in there. And matter of fact, he's captain of the ship that is the sister ship to the Valdez and on the rocks up there on Hawaii Reef and Prince William Sound Valdez, which was one of the largest ships that we, it is the largest ship that Exxon had. It was 1.5 million barrels. And David, he does a nice job. I say with him as master on there, and he does a real nice job. I haven't seen the family for a long time. I know his father taught down in Springfield.
Yeah. Oh, I was in hopes that they'd be here.
They are here.
Now?
Yeah.
Well, maybe
is
we'll
David
get
here too, or is his dad?
I don't know whether David's here or not.
Yeah. See, his family might be there.
Yeah, his
family
stays
here. I'd like to just meet his wife, because I've never met
him. Well,
anybody.
I'd like to see Jean and Bob.
Yeah, well, I would too. Now, David's lives just outside of Portland, up in Cumberland.
Cumberland.
And I know where he lives, because he lives right near Captain Bill Foles, another one. Also ships with us. Matter of fact, they might be relieving each other on the ship, come to think of it. They were roommates at Castina. I think they were relieving each other's master on the ship on the long
ridge. Really?
Yeah, I think they are.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
a lot of
they are, as a matter of fact. That is a fact. Of course, Bill Fulton had to do it with Bayside.
And Deanna Cunningham, his husband, is also maritime captain.
Yep.
And we knew Cunningham so well. Well, who else was here? I mean, I'm sure there are lots of...
Frankie and his sister.
Gagans. Gagans.
I was thinking of,
but she rents a cottage. Colleen, I've been in touch with Colleen. She rents a cottage down here, but they don't own a cottage down here.
No, they don't.
But then over on Pine Grove, going down, who is still here now? The mayor that used to be.
Sally Wilson, who was.
Oh, yes, the Holmes. Is Sally here?
Yes. I don't know whether she's here right now.
Oh, we've got to see Sally. We've got a book that was illustrated by Sally Holmes, and we want to see actually if she's the one who illustrated that book.
She's a lawyer in Massachusetts.
Well, she was an artist.
Oh, McNitch's out around.
No, they're not. No.
I was thinking of Frank and his sister.
That's the Gagans.
No, Frank. Lived up the street, straight up the street.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
Was that last Gagans? Yeah. What was his sister's
Colleen?
Name?
Colleen. Oh, there was a little bitty.
No, these were older than that one. They were older than that one.
I should have thought of these things before.
Well, you didn't know what the questions were going to be, so I was trying to think of the same thing. The boats down there, they all came ashore one storm, and the hurricane. Carol or something.
Yeah, that was I think Carol in September. It was the Labor Day weekend, wasn't it?
Oh, there were all the boats out there. A number of the Mitches had that cottage right on the water.
And the Clements, up here. Yeah, there was no Clements family here.
Between where the Mitches were and the yacht club, about four big boats came in here and went up on the rocks. It was bad. It was really, really bad. That couldn't have been later because it wasn't really bad.
It was the 20th of September, I think.
Was it that late? Mm-hmm. Oh, were you going down here 20th of September?
I wasn't down here. I was at Farmington.
You were going to school in Farmington?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
And Jenny's from Farmington.
Yeah, that's where this gal's from right here. She's lived up here a long time.
Well, now.
You remember when I came down to be down here with you? And to kind of babysit for you? You were about 6 or 7 or 8?
No, she was 9 when we moved down.
Okay, then you were 9 or 10. And you would fix lunch for us. And,
where would we be going?
Oh, you wouldn't be going anywhere, but you'd be working in the store.
Oh, I don't remember that.
You don't? I spent a whole summer down here.
They paid you to do it anyway.
No, they didn't. They just gave me. Board and room.
No. You stayed with us?
Yes.
What a memory. I tell you, I'm getting old. I'm really an old lady. I don't remember hardly anything. Oh, isn't that awful? I don't remember. You stayed with us for the summer. Oh, you don't have any excuse. You should remember.
The Hearts have both died, right? I know that.
Yes. Catherine died last winter.
She died the day before her 95th birthday, I think it was.
Listen, they were old when I was there.
She was St. Patrick's Day baby, and she died the 16th of March.
She must have been an old lady.
She was 95, I think.
Yeah.
Just before her 95th birthday.
Yeah.
Patty Matthew. you knew Paula, you knew Penny. Well, she just left here.
Oh, what a shame. Oh, that's too bad. I'm so sorry to think that Polly and Penny were very friendly, very close. And plus, we've known the Colletts all our lives. Love to tell a story about
them. Yeah, but Porter's out here anymore.
The name is here, still on the house.
Is on the Colletts place?
Yeah. No, on the Porters.
Oh, the Porters. Well, it's the last I knew, they hadn't sold it.
No, I don't think they're going to sell it.
Is that right? No. Yeah. Now, honey, who owned the inn?
That I don't know
Well, I mean, who used
to? Oh, yes, the Stowells.
The Stowells, yeah.
Yeah, and is Betty Stowell still around? No?
And she had a younger daughter, too. Oh, was it a daughter?
Yes, well, Betty had a daughter, yes. And a daughter, Betty.
I remember, she was a nice-looking girl.
Oh, yes, they were a nice family. Well, I had something, a clipping about Betty, Betty Stowell, and I thought her daughter was still here, and I was going to give it to her.
Could that be Betty Chittick?
Yes. Is she here?
Yeah, she's here.
Oh, good, good.
But she's not here right now. I mean, she's off working.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway, I want to come down. I want to come back down when we have a few hours to go around and visit and see people. But we're just on our way in now. We're going up for a family reunion.
Ellsworth.
Yeah.
That's where the family.
Branch Lake.
Yeah, well.
Is that an inn, Ellsworth?
Well, no, it's outside of
Ellsworth. It's between Bangor and Ellsworth.
How did you discover Bayside?
Oh, well, we didn't discover it. It was discovered generations before us by Lowell's grandparents. See, Lowell had the store, and I had the post office. And, well, we were, she had been in England for many years, and we decided that we wanted to work. We were tired of being held down, and we were going to enjoy life, and so we decided to come down, and we bought the store and stayed here in the summertime, and then we went to Florida in the winter. We didn't make much money, but we had a lot of fun.
I discovered it through my aunt and uncle who owned the store, and I came down and used to put the bottles in the cooler. It was my job the first year. I got paid 25 cents a day, I think.
I thought it was $15 a week.
Well, maybe it was a dollar a day, $2 a day. I got paid in quarters. I remember I got a bunch of quarters at the end of each week.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, Stan, you were here, what, 2 or 3 years, all summer long?
Yeah, back in junior high school.
You were as much a part of Bayside as we were.
And I just thought it was coming through this time that where the old garage used to be, they had the 3 or 4 things. They tore it down and built a house in the kitty corner, the other corner. And that's where we used to keep all the bottles. The soda. The soda bottles, we used to bring them down the wheelbarrow.
Do you know what that house is on the corner?
No, I haven't got a clue.
That is the old Hastings store.
It is?
Oh,
and
my
they moved
goodness.
It down there.
Yeah, well, they tore down the garage and put that up. People used to keep their boats in the
garage. Well, that was our property. I wonder, Blair probably
had it. Blair brought it. I actually had another duty. I used to have to sleep in the store. We used to put down that green stuff so the dust wouldn't fly around.
And this, I'll never forget the Kellys. Are they around? Fred Kelly?
Yep, Fred Kelly.
They're in Belfast now?
They live in Belfast, but they still, they have a place right over here.
They do?
Yep.
Well, I can say, Betty, you're
well,
up on who's
Kelly,
down.
Fred Kelly got such a kick out of it because the doors were always open and the flies were coming and going, and we had a fly sticker thing hanging down right by where he checked out, and he got such a, we have had a picture, he took a picture of that. Oh, that was so funny. That old fly sticker. They probably don't even make them anymore.
They certainly do.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They do?
Yeah. Oh, boy, yeah, we had a Catholic sugarloaf that got wrapped up in one of those things at the countertop. Well, we couldn't get it off. He got all stuck up in it.
Oh,
it
did you have to cut his hands?
No, we ended up, gradually, he realized he knew he was in deep doo-doo. He had to tangle up in it. And we, you know, he was pretty calm, but unwrapping a cat that's tangled up in that paper was something else. But I remember those, we had them hanging all over the store.
Oh, I only remember the one over the cash register.
Oh, we had one out in the kitchen area there.
Oh, probably. Oh, I didn't know they even made such things.
Oh, yeah, they still do.
Did you ever have a boat?
No, we never had, we didn't have time for a boat.
No, of course not.
We worked, when we came to Bayside, we worked from morning until midnight. When John Dykstra came down and kept us up out the night dark.
Well, yeah, we did do. You did. Paul, my brother and I, we used to take the main sailing school dinghy sailboats and go into the college.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of boats were available to have accessible to us. Like the Wetherill's boat. They'd go out and they'd always want a crew member or somebody to go out with them or something.
And Polly took sailing lessons for a while at the school. She wasn't as enthusiastic over it. She was better at swimming. Jumping off the dock.
And it was like low tide, and that diving board was on the inside. They had a rope, a woven rope over the board to keep your grip. But on the end of it, it had a loose piece of rope. And I got my toes stuck in there when I went out once, and I did a belly flop from about low tide from the top of that dive board.
Oh.
I'm lucky I lived through it.
Oh, you hit one time, didn't you? When you dove off the wall?
Yeah. What did you hit at the bottom of the ocean?
Yeah, well, she went off the wall. Not the diving board, but she went off the wall.
Used to want to be coming in on the outside and come right next to those piles.
Well, we had a wonderful time all our years in Bayside.
Oh, it was
wonderful.
We used to have a lifeguard down there.
Yeah. Do they now have a lifeguard?
Yes.
They still have a lifeguard.
They still have a lifeguard.
Hey, is that a hummingbird?
Yes.
Oh. Yes, some 200 birds right there.
Hummingbird?
Yeah, they left a fuchsia.
No, feeder down on the end.
Oh, yes. My name is Stanley Arnold.
Stanley Arnold.
My Aunt Arlene is my mother's sister.
Right.
And so that was the connection I had with Bayside, because Aunt Arlene and Uncle Owen, cousin Paul.
And Stan would come over here and loved it all summer long. And his twin brother would come over and he'd stay 2 days and he'd say, I want to go home. He'd get down on the beach and cut his foot on
him. Bruce would get homesick.
But Stan never cared whether he ever saw anybody again or not. He loved Bayside and everybody in it. And everybody loved Stan.
Oh, I used to put the flag up every morning.
And we kept it down every night.
Yeah.
You know, now you don't have to take the flag down at night if there's a light on it.